Welcome to the Dennis Jernigan Podcast. The purpose of this podcast is to help you find healing for your wounds, find hope in your despair, find intimacy in your loneliness, find refuge from the storms of life, basically to help you find a deeper walk with Jesus. Guys, there's one thing I know after having lived all these years now, and it is this. Our God wastes nothing. He does not waste our sorrows. He does not waste our wounds. And He does not even waste our failures. That's incredibly good news. It just is. Hi, I am your host, Dennis Jernigan. And today's podcast is the story behind my song, Sweep Over Me. This song is from the live recording called I Surrender. The song, Sweep Over Me, was born on May 27th, way back in 1997. I'd like to refer to Psalm 16:11, which is one of my favorite passages, before I share the story behind the song. Psalm 16:11 says this, "You will make known to me the path of life. In your presence is fullness of joy. In your right hand there are pleasures forever." Now the story behind my song, Sweep Over Me, goes like this. For some reason, I had allowed many lies to come against me for several weeks. I attribute some of my weakness to physical weakness, some to emotional weakness, some to mental fatigue, and some to the simple and plain fact that the enemy does not like it when I seek Jesus. That's just reality. This is just what I wrote when I was writing the history of this song all those years ago. I wrote this, "After several weeks of being down, depressed, and oppressed, God's overwhelming love broke through." How? When I decided enough was enough and began to put on the truth, no matter how I felt. I also began to confide in and confess my need to close friends who, in turn, began to speak the truth into my situations. As a result, God's presence broke through the oppression and scattered the enemy, leaving this song in its wake.
I remember hearing the story of Charles Finney and how he had been what he thought of as a godly man before, but then he knew there was more of the Lord, and he needed more of the Lord, and he wanted more of the Lord, and he said he would just beseech the Lord for more. And there came a day when he felt these waves of love just coming over him over and over and over again. And I remember the times as a little boy, I'd go out in our pasture, and I'd look up at the stars, and I would just cry, "Lord, change me." But my idea of change was, I've got to do things to make God like me. Then I discovered that that wasn't the case. He liked me regardless of what I did. Not only did he like me, he loved being with me. Not only did he love being with me, he delighted in me. And that delight looked like this. "Dennis, when you have a need, call out to me and I'll be there. Dennis, when it feels like you're going through a desert and there's nowhere else to turn, I'll be water in the desert. Dennis, when you feel like you've been in bondage for years in that prison, I'll be there to set the captive heart free." So this song came in one of those moments where I just sensed his presence going over me over and over and over again. And I want you to just beseech the Lord like that tonight. "Lord, I want more of you. I want more of you."
Make me feel like a man loosed from prison, rejoicing because he never thought he'd be free. And you make me feel like a dead man now living, the old passed away, you breathe new life in me. You make me feel like a man in the desert who finally finds water after weeks of despair. You make me feel I can live for forever. You open my eyes to see I'm already there. When you sweep over me from your love's deepest ocean, perpetual motion, you sweep over me. goodness unmeasured, you sweep over me. Every wave of your love running wide, running deep over me. Over me. Until I was rescued, redeemed. You make me feel like a man full of wonder, the way someone feels at the feet of their king. You make me feel like a child once abandoned, now adopted, accepted as one of your own. You make me feel like a soul wounded, stranded, who finally finds peace in the greatest love known. When you sweep over me from your love's deepest ocean, perpetual motion, you sweep over me.
Father, right now, right here, in the here and now, we ask you to do that very thing. Sweep over us with your deep, abiding, life-giving, precious love. Thank you for loving us like that. We want to experience your love in wave upon wave upon wave of your tremendous presence. Make it so, Lord, in Jesus' name. Amen. You're all familiar with this. I'm just going to share one of my favorite passages ever. You all know it. The Lord is my shepherd. I shall not want. He makes me lie down in green pastures. He leads me beside quiet waters. He restores my soul. He guides me in the paths of righteousness for his name's sake. Even though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I fear no evil, for you are with me. Your rod and your staff, they comfort me. You prepare a table before me in the very presence of my enemies. You have anointed my head with oil. My cup overflows. Surely goodness and loving kindness will follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. Guys, when faced with the cares of life, we must keep our eyes fixed on Jesus. We must empty our souls to him in honest confession and be filled with his presence and love as we express worship and love to him. I want him and I want his love to sweep over me constantly. And here's the key. John 7:38 says this, "He who believes in me, as the scripture said, from his innermost being will flow rivers of living water." Let's believe and let's be filled this week with that living water. Well, today's episode of the Dennis Jernigan Podcast is brought to you as usual by mpdesignsjewelry.com. At mpdesignsjewelry.com, you will find beautifully crafted, one-of-a-kind jewelry, or you can have the artist and my beautiful, amazing wife, Melinda Jernigan, create a special piece for that someone special in your life. If you enjoy these podcasts, please consider leaving a review on iTunes or wherever you listen. Your reviews really do go a long way in helping get the word out about the Dennis Jernigan Podcast. And if you don't mind, just take a couple of minutes right now and leave me a review. And to help with the ongoing creation and costs of this podcast, would you consider becoming a member of my team? If so, just go to www.patreon.com/Dennis Jernigan to find out more. That's patreon.com/Dennis Jernigan. And there is actually one more way you can give toward the work of ministry God has called me to. Just go to allinallchurch.com and click the Donate Online button. It's simple, it's easy, and you might just be encouraged by one of the teaching blogs I've posted there. Check it out. It's allinallchurch.com. And while you're at it, don't forget to pick up a copy of my brand new book called Daily Devotions for Kingdom Seekers, Volume 2. Daily Devotions for Kingdom Seekers, Volume 2 is available anywhere you buy books online, or you can just click the link I provide in the podcast notes below. Thank you for joining me here on the Dennis Jernigan Podcast. If you would like more information on me or my story or my music, you can just go to DennisJernigan.com. You can also follow me on Facebook. You can follow me on Instagram. You can find me on iTunes. I'm pretty much everywhere. If you would like an MP3 of today's song, Sweep Over Me, from the live recording I Surrender, just go to the store at DennisJernigan.com. I've taken enough of your time today. Thanks for being with me. If you remember nothing else today, remember this. God loves you, and so do I. Now go and be who Father says you are.